I don't recall when I first started reading James Tiptree Jr. I'm not even sure I started reading her work before I knew she was really Ally Sheldon. But I was astounded by these stories that dealt seriously with male-female relationships in science fiction surroundings. Even when the stories were ostensibly about aliens, it was quite clear that the men in them considered women the real aliens. Although the stories were usually pessimistic in the consideration as to whether the gulf between male and female needs and wants could ever be breached, as a budding feminist, I loved those stories. Even as they immersed me in their plots, they also made me think. Interestingly, even though she believed that her Racuna Sheldon stories were weaker than her Tiptree stories, at least one, the Screwfly Solution, was as sharp as they come. The letter I'm going to read is kind of a watershed letter, and you'll see as soon as I get going. It's for December 1976. Dear Joanna, to say this is a hard letter to write would be the understatement of some time. How will you react when I tell you that the person you have been corresponding with as Trap Troop is really Racuna Sheldon, aka Ally Sheldon, aka Dr. Alice B. Sheldon, the doctorate being merely in a behavioral science, not the kind that does anybody any good? The thing is, the last thing poor mother did was blow Tiptree out of the water. I had no idea her obituaries would be splashed around. So Jeff Smith wrote me that Harlan Ellison had latched onto one or something, giving me a sole survivor and was busy telling the fans. So Jeff looked it up for himself and wrote me the question direct. I don't lie except for the signature, which has grown over the years into just another nickname. So I had to tell him yes. It was good, actually, because I had always promised him he would be the first to know. I left a letter telling the truth in Bob Mills, say Bob Mills was an agent, I assume he was her agent at the time, to be opened if Tiptree, i.e. me, died. But I'm morally sure he hasn't opened it. The letter says that James Tiptree Jr. was born in late 1967 in the import food section of Giant, when it was looking for a name that editors would forget rejecting. It never occurred to me that everything would sell. So then everything just snowballed from there. I love the SF world, and I couldn't resist Jeff Smith's request for an interview. Figured I could skip over the bio details quickly without lying, because my curriculum vitae does sound male, and start waving hello to all the people I've loved and admired for so long. This was by snail mail, the interview. But then the epistolary friendships grew, especially with women. If you noticed Racuna, you understand I'm deeply committed to women, and I thought in my innocence that this prank could help. There are anthologists who have sharp inquiries from Tiptree as to why no women contributors. But the friendships got real. But I never wrote calculated stuff or lies. What I've written you or anyone is true, true, true. All of it. So now it is time for me to stop being a brand of marmalade and painfully write those of you who have befriended Tiptree what the facts really are. A 61-year-old retired woman, past adventures, I guess, life said to be exciting and glamorous, but it just seemed like a lot of work at the time. 6 foot, weight 135, hair brownish, going gray streak, incurable open childish stare, lumpy writer's face, as I said, once said to be good looking, but really only animated. Mostly wears jeans and cords, and worried sick that my much more aged husband of 30 years is going blind. Joe, can you take it? God, the number of times I've wanted to cry out, dear sister, how well I know what you mean. But I am different by reason of age and time of upbringing from the feminists today. Maybe more pessimistic, more aware of the male power structure in which I've struggled for long years with their queen bees. Have I done anything evil? It didn't feel evil. It was just a prank that dreamed its way into reality. I think you were beginning to see through, too. Can I ask you to hold this secret a while longer, at least until Ballantine's stops sitting on that damn novel and decide to publish? I don't think they wanted Ersatz Tiptree. I'd planned to establish Racuna better and then kind of slide over. But with my low production in this damn novel, I've only been able to give her minor stories. Funny, though, editors screaming for Tiptree stuff returned Racuna with beer can stains on the pages. Not really that bad, but almost. She's wrong. She was wrong. The funny thing is, Tiptree has taken on a kind of weird reality. I'm beginning to believe something was awaiting incarnation in the gourmet food section. Tiptree, for instance, insisted on Tip, would not be called Jim. And he has shown himself a spiritual uncle to quite a few depressed people, mostly fellow pros. Ali Sheldon almost had to give up teaching for the same reason. All the outsiders, green monkeys, tearfully engrossed, spotted me at once and made me into a kind of crying shoulder or hotline for troubles. I can't resist. I know too well how things hurt. For your information, in addition to Jeff Smith, I wrote Ursula at once because of our long friendship, and then Quinn, with Quinn Yarbrough, and Vonda McIntyre, because of Ditto. Since we met later, I waited two nights to write you. It takes a sleepless night to write this, so you are the only ones who know Pache Harlan. How I admire you who have made it openly as women. I think I would have if I'd thought it through, but I was finishing my PhD orals at the time, and I wrote my first four. I'm sorry, I should have cut that. I don't know what that means. And I wasn't thinking anything through except the evidence for and against rat learning. I'm a behavioral or rat psychologist. So I just tagged on the first male name that came handy and let it go, and then was stuck. You see, I am extremely shy and recessive. I guess that's all the brute facts. If I should have put in more, let me know if you're still speaking to your friend. Tip. Allie. Racuna. P.S. One thing I noticed, Tip was going to write you about. Have you noticed that we have always discussed writers not as technicians or the art of writing, but as their ethical, moral, political messages? Fascinating. Of course, maybe you didn't want to discuss writerly points with me because neither Tip nor I really know how to write. PSS. Another point. All of Tiptree is me. Ting, my husband, is a non-reader, hasn't a clue what I really do. An old friend, really. At 61 and 75, that becomes more important than gender. Oh, Joanna, will I have any friends left?